Well, can you
very
talk,
different.
Can you address some of the concerns of the North County mayors? I mean, the 24-1, they feel like they might be left behind because of the focus on Ferguson.
Sure.
And also address, I just talked to Mayor McGee, who said that you indicated to him that the whole idea of maybe consolidating some of those municipalities may be off the table at this point.
No, I'm. What I would say is this. First of all, the 24-1 group of mayors, and I'd met with them prior to taking office and prior to the primary and prior to the general. And I've stayed in communication with many of them throughout. I think they do fantastic work. And in fact, I think they do work that is exactly the kind of work that needs to be going on when we talk about consolidation of services. They, and in speaking with them and in attending a few of their meetings, they advised me of some of the things they were doing, such as finding low-cost producers of necessary materials, like salt for roadways. And I think exploring and building those kinds of efficiencies are exactly what really needs to be going on all over the county. I applaud them in their efforts. He asked me, you know, if there were specific municipalities within 24-1 that I wanted to see dissolved or that I wanted to see consolidate, and I advised him, no, that's not, you know, I think the work that they're doing is the kind of work that needs to be done. You know, time is going to tell a lot with respect to the issue of consolidation and merger of those municipalities or any municipalities in St. Louis County. You know, in my own council district, we had St. George that was a viable municipality, but it derived much of its revenue from traffic tickets and minor ordinance infractions and violations. And, you know, in working with that municipality, and I appointed a trustee as a councilman to actually work on disincorporation, and it was something that the municipality did voluntarily. So we're going to see that. I mean, I don't think out of my office you're going to see me asking viable municipalities to dissolve. That's not something that I plan on doing. But if we have municipalities who are in financial difficulties, you know, we had a huge issue last year with Uplands Park. And that was a situation where they couldn't even afford basic policing services. And in that case, they really just needed to dissolve. And unfortunately, under Missouri law, it's very difficult, you know, in a situation like that, you can't really, it's difficult for anyone, much less the county executive, to force them to dissolve.
Like a year and a half ago, there was some activity on Twitter that Wellston maybe should dissolve because they can't afford to feed their prisoners and they're having governmental problems. But I learned that since it's a third-class city, there's no statutorial scheme to even dissolve third class
no.
cities. Is that your understanding
yes,
as well?
Yes, that is. And I guess what I'm saying here is that the St. Louis County Executive is not going to be the office that picks, you know, who should dissolve and who shouldn't and who the winners and who the losers are. That's not what this office is. It's not empowered to do that. I will encourage and help on issues like consolidation of services. I think that's really important. I think policing services, establishing some uniform standards that can be achieved and are achievable, I think are important. I think that uniform zoning would be important. Uniform permitting processes are important. But I'm not looking to push anyone into dissolution. And nor am I trying to do that when I talk about, you know, police accreditation or police uniform standards. You know, one of the mayors talked about how it's a four-year process and they're being encouraged to do it within 2 years. That's not something that's coming from my office. And I think perhaps they might be confused as to who's leveling essentially the attacks against them. And that's coming from the state legislature. That's not coming from the county executive's office.
So when I asked you that question on New Year's Day, you said you wanted to, you know, essentially use a bully pulpit about consolidation. What did you mean by that?
Sure. It was an indication that you were maybe going to push it.
And what I'm talking about is this. What I'm talking about is consolidation of services between municipalities, okay? I'm not going to force municipalities to join one another. I would tell you this. I would encourage it where it can be encouraged, with the main focus on consolidation of services. I think that that's really important. And they're doing and we're talking about the 24-1 group, and they are doing many of those things, and they are doing sharing policing where they can. But actually forcing an actual marriage between two municipalities, that's not something that I'm going to do as county executive. But I will use my bully pulpit to encourage consolidation of services. You know, in certain circumstances where perhaps there might be a municipality, not necessarily within that 24-1 group, but there's some other municipality that is not making it on its own, I would use the bully pulpit in that instance where we can save an otherwise viable community. You know, it's really dictated by the circumstances, but just as a general matter, I'm not looking to form huge consolidations or anything like that. I just don't want that to be confused. But in circumstances where we have a situation where a situation like Uplands Park, where that might be able to be merged or consolidated into another municipality that can create one healthy municipality, I think that should be encouraged, and I would use my bully pulpit.